Hello and welcome to this editioning of Happenings at 2715. My name is Kurt Gibson, and with me today is IHSA Assistant Executive Director Sam Knox. Sam's making his second visit to Happenings today, and we're going to go a little deeper in the dive on the kinds of things Sam's been working on the past few weeks in preparation for the release of the Class 1A through 8A football playoff pairings next week. So Sam, welcome back to Happenings.
Thanks, Kurt. Glad to be here.
So the playoff pairing show is right around the corner. People are anxiously following how the season's been unfolding on the website and through their local media. So what kinds of things are you working on? We're taping this on October 9th, and October 21st is the playoff pairing show. So between now and then, what kinds of things are going on?
Well, some of the most important things we do, we have to track down every score in the state, make sure all the conference standings are accurate, wins and losses are accurate, because all those things matter. And Scott Johnson, our technology director, provides a tremendous amount of help in this area, as well as my assistant, Lauren, tracking down scores, making sure conference standings are accurate, because every score in every game matters in the way we set up our brackets.
And it seems like, for the most part, we're getting a good return on Friday nights and Saturday afternoons when schools are playing and getting those scores in online.
We are, and we always have to come in Monday morning and find a few missing scores, but that list is usually pretty short.
Yeah, good. So, all right, so you're checking all the scores, making sure everything is getting inputted into our website correctly. So then what does that mean next week starts looking like? Next week's week nine, last week of the regular season. We announce the pairings then on Saturday the 21st. So what goes on next week for you?
Next week, Scott and I and Lauren will cooperate together to run a simulation, and we'll take all the real results from the first 8 weeks of the season, and then we'll have the computer project who it thinks might win week nine's games. And we'll run it through the system, we'll set up some brackets, we'll look at the map, we'll make sure everything's working technology-wise, and then, of course, we erase those pretend results after we make sure everything's working correctly, and then see how things play out week nine with the confidence going forward that our system is working. It's a system Scott has developed from scratch, and making sure the mapping and the brackets all are going to work together to produce our brackets on the October 21st.
Because the real key for you is making sure in classes 1A through 6A that you're dividing the 32-team field in those classes into two groups of 16?
We do that, correct. We have a North Division of 16 and a South Division of 16. And in every class, the line is at a little bit different geographic location. You know, a 1A line might kind of go through the general Springfield area, or a 2A line might be a little further south and maybe go through a Decatur area, or somewhere farther south of that. And the 3A line might be somewhere completely different. It all depends on which teams qualify. And that's what I like about the football is that it's so different than anything else we do. You have to qualify. Nobody knows for certain what it's going to look like until all those final games are played and all those scores and results are in.
Yeah, Saturday afternoon's always a good kind of hectic around here at IHSA.
It's a very fun kind of hectic, that's for sure.
So let me get you out of here on this one, Sam. That we talked about a little bit what you're going to be doing with the schools next week, looking at some simulations, looking at how those results are coming in next Friday night. How about then on the officiating side? I'm sure that's pretty complex too, but what kinds of things have you been working on, will be working on to get those assignments out?
Yeah, we've been working on officials for a couple weeks now, and just like the teams like to qualify to earn a playoff spot, officials take that as a great deal of pride when they are assigned to a football playoff game. And in fact, we'll release the football listing of officials to those guys tomorrow. But it takes a lot of work to iron things out and make sure, just like the better teams advance farther in the playoffs, we want our better officiating crews to advance to the quarterfinals, the semifinals, and ultimately the state championship games. So it's a challenge, but it's another kind of a fun challenge.
Yeah, and you get those first round assignments out probably around the same time the school pairings go out, or shortly thereafter?
Shortly after that. Of course, the pairings come out on that Saturday evening, and then I work most of the day on Sunday and some most of the day on Monday as well, assigning those crews to their games in round one. They have special requests of, maybe I teach at this school, or my kids go to this school, or I graduated from that school, and I can't officiate those games. And we have to make sure all that irons out smoothly, because we don't want any conflicts of interest. So it's not as easy as it sounds, but once the pieces start falling into place, it's like putting a big puzzle together.
Yeah, it is. That's a great analogy. Well, thanks, Sam, for joining me on Happenings at 2715 this week. good luck to you and your team these next few weeks as you get the football playoffs underway. It's always an exciting time, and I know it's always rewarding when you've put in a lot of work and see how it all unfolds, you know, and hopefully it plays out as we hope it does. So anyway, on behalf of our entire production team, thanks for listening to this edition of Happenings at 2715. We look forward to meeting you again over these same airwaves next week.